Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized for radio from the full-color action strip to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big full-color comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Last week, you remember, Jungle Jim and his boy Kolu were aboard the steamship Manchu, bound for the Borneo coast to run down that notorious pirate known as the Ghost of the Java Sea. After the ship got underway, Jungle Jim discovered that there were three of Harvey Brandt's men among the ship's crew: Sparks Matley, a radio operator, and two seamen named Baroni and Meeker. A watch is set over these men, and they are finally exposed just as Matley has intercepted a wireless message which Harvey Brandt, back in Singapore, sends to Alf Smithers, now in Borneo. That message ordered Smithers to sink the Manchu and spare no lives doing it. When Matley realizes that Brandt is deliberately sacrificing the lives of his own men just to kill Jim Bradley, he, Baroni, and Meekers turn against Brandt and tell Jim and the ship's captain the entire story of Brandt's treachery. While this conversation is going on deck, the bosun reports a strange craft approaching the Manchu off the port side. Suspecting a new development in Brandt's plot, Jim instructs the captain to arm the crew and order all hands on deck.
All hands on deck! All hands on deck! All hands on deck!
I don't know what Brandt's little game may be. As a matter of fact, I don't know that it is Brandt who's back of this. But in any case, it's good to be prepared.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Bradley. There's no way of telling where he's going to strike next.
Him like Cobra Shanghai Lil send you, eh, Tuan?
The only difference is you get some warning before a Cobra strikes. I only hope Brandt ends up the same way the Cobra did.
In a box with his head shot off, eh, Mr. Bradley?
Better tell your boys what it's all about, Captain.
Okay, Mr. Bradley. Now listen, you men. You see that boat off the port side? Well, we don't know who's aboard her or what they're out to do. But whatever their game is, they're not going to get away with it. I want you to keep on your toes, all of you. All right, pass the word to the bridge to heave to.
At that, Mr. Bradley, I don't think we've got a lot to worry about. This isn't the first small boat we've sighted since we left Singapore, you know.
Not first small boat. But first one which tried to make signal to us. This is trick of Harvey Brandt's, all right. Kolu knows it.
Well, for that matter, the whole thing may be a trick. Matley's confession and all.
I've told you the truth, sir, and you'd better believe me, or we'll all end up in Davy Jones' locker.
All right, Matley. But if you're double-crossing us...
Look, Tuan. Man in bow of small boat waving his arms.
There are 7, 8, 9... There are a dozen others on board. He seems to be mighty well men for a size.
Yes, and they're heading toward us.
Don't let them do it, Captain. Don't let them do it, I tell you. They'll come aboard and scuttle us. They'll open your sea valves and...
Don't lose your head, Matley. If they're fools enough to start anything, we'll finish it for them.
But don't you see, Mr. Bradley, it's just like I told you. We're supposed to be waiting for them. Baroni and Meekers and me. And once they get aboard, they'll...
We'll take care of them.
Hey, George, what was that?
An explosion. It almost lifted her right out of the water.
Stand by! Command the motorboat!
You're aiming to rescue them, are you, Captain?
We've got to save them. It's the law of the sea.
You're sticking your head in a noose. That's what you're doing. Why, if you want a little advice from me, leave them to the sharks.
Don't be a fool, Matley. Get that boat over the side, Captain.
Swing out the motorboat!
I'll go along in the boat, Captain.
Well, just as you say, Mr. Bradley.
Solo, you stay here.
Yes, Tuan.
I don't suppose I have to tell you to keep your eyes peeled, do I, Mr. Bradley?
Don't worry about me, Captain.
Okay, go ahead. And I'll have a reception committee waiting for you when you bring them aboard.
You go with Mr. Bradley, Regan. And you, Andrews, Blake, Matthews, Carter, and Rankin. Now, you've all got your guns?
Yeah.
All right, get to it. Lower away. Are the falls clear?
Aye, aye, sir.
Start your motor, Rankin.
Funny thing, Bosun. After that explosion we heard, that boat should be splintered to kindling wood instead of rotting a good 5 feet out of the water.
And there's not a mark on her. No sign of any damage anywhere.
Help! Help! We're shipping water, Fred!
Shipping water, are they? I'll bet there ain't no more water in a hold right now than there is in an Arab's backyard.
Yeah, it's fishy looking right enough. But we'll pick him up and then see what happens.
All right, you men. Get ready to come aboard. And be mighty careful.
Ready with that boat hook, Bosun?
Aye, aye, sir.
All right. One at a time. And stand facing the bow. You see this gun? Well, if one of you make a false move, he won't live to make another.
All right, step lively, step lively. This ain't no funeral. You never can tell when it's going to develop into one.
Well, that seems to be all of them, Bosun.
And I guess we can be going, sir.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea. I want you to put two of your men aboard that boat and leave them there. We'll pick them up later.
Just as you say, sir. Now get aboard there, Blake. And you, Rankin?
Oh, that ain't hardly fair, Mr. Bradley. Leaving us aboard a sinking ship in the middle of the ocean?
I wouldn't worry about the ship sinking, Rankin. Take my word for it, she's as sound as a manchu.
And you can take Mr. Bradley's word, Rankin. I've never known him to be wrong yet.
Thank you, Bosun. Oh, by the way, while I keep our guests covered, will you just sort of frisk them?
With the greatest of pleasure, sir.
Keep facing the way you are, you men. And keep your hands up.
By golly, Mr. Bradley. Here's one that's all loaded down with guns and pistol and knives until he sticks out like my Aunt Matilda's best Sunday bustle.
Well, you know what to do with them, Bosun.
I'll say I do, sir. I'll take good care of them, Mr. Bradley.
Right you are. Now, head back to the ship, Bosun, and we'll see if we can persuade these gentlemen to furnish us with some information we need very badly.
Aye, aye, sir.
On board the Manchu, the captain watches the motorboat as it comes alongside. It's made fast to the lines, which swing from the davits and hauled up to the deck where the captain awaits them. With Jim and Kolu, the men from the little boat stand in a sullen group.
Nice work, Mr. Butler.
Yeah, job's only half done, Captain. We still have to see if we can't get these gentlemen to give us a little active cooperation.
Well, it's little help you'll get from the likes of them. They're a murderous-looking bunch of cutthroats. I think I'll just keep this machine gun trained on them until we get them into irons and locked up in the brig.
Before we do that, it might be a good idea to go over them again for weapons. The bosun did a good job, but he had to work fast.
All right, you men. Line up here. Come on and be quick about it.
They are bad men, I think, Tuan.
Yeah, I seem to have seen most of them before. Either hanging around the Singapore waterfront or in Harvey Branch shipyard.
There's no doubt in my mind, sir. The Branch boys, right enough.
Now, which one of you is master of that boat? Come on, come on. Speak up.
I'm the skipper.
All right. What have you got to say for yourself?
I'll tell you what I've got to say for myself. It's an outrage, that's what it is. A blinking outrage. And I'm going to report the old thing just as soon as we make port. Treating us like we was a bunch of pirates. And what for? That's what I'd like to know. What for? We're honest men doing business in an honest way. And just because me fuel tank blows up, I have to signal you for help.
I beg your pardon, my friend. Do you know a man called Harvey Brandt?
Never heard of him. But you're going to hear plenty more from me before this thing blows over. You ain't got no call to do a thing.
I think you better tell them to bring Matley out here, Captain.
Matley? You heard him, Whiskers. You ain't hard of hearing.
All right. Bring Matley out.
Now, Captain Smith, perhaps we'll find out something.
Well, I'm a monkey's uncle. If it ain't old Foggy Smith.
You know him, do you, Matley?
I'll say I do. He's the gent who was supposed to scuttle a Manchu and feed me and Minkus and Baroni to the fishes.
To say nothing of the rest of us. Well, Captain Smith, perhaps you know now why the reception we gave you wasn't quite as cordial as you might have liked to have it.
Well, you coughed us up, eh, Matley? You know what happens to men who double-cross Harvey Brandt, don't you?
It seems to me, Captain Smith, that you're in no position to make threats.
Well, I'm in a better position than you think.
Oh, look out, Bradley. He's got a knife. Drop it, Smith. Drop it before I plug you.
No, you won't plug me. Not when I've got your Mr. Jungle Jim as a shield you want. Because if you take a shot at me, you'll get him first. Now, don't get nervous, Bradley. I'm not sticking this knife into you. Not yet, anyway. You're too valuable to me alive. We're going over to that machine gun, you and me. And once I get my hands on it, I'll sweep these decks cleaner than a whistle.
Now let him get away with it, Captain. It doesn't make any difference what happens to me, but don't let him get away with it.
Don't go on, don't quit.
That's got him.
Now that's what I call quick thinking.
Well, Solo, you've saved the day. Incidentally, my life. Thank you.
I live only to serve you, Tuan.
Take this man below, Bolson, and have him fix up his wound. And take the rest of these swine with you and put him in irons.
Aye, aye, sir. Come along, you blighters. Come on, now, get on.
And now, Captain, I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to take that tub of brass and sail it to Borneo.
What's the big idea, Mr. Bradley?
There's just a chance that we can use it as a blind to fool Brant's outfit. And if we can do that, maybe it'll help us put a rope around Brant's neck.
Midnight in Borneo. In a carefully camouflaged radio shack, Alf Smithers, one of Brant's most trusted lieutenants, with Limpy, one of his henchmen.
Well, what's the matter, Limpy? Can't you get anything?
Nah, not a peep out of the Manchu.
Twist them knobs some more.
I've been twisting them till I got calluses all over my fingers.
I wish I could operate that set. I'd get someplace with it.
Yeah, that's what you think. But if what I've got figured out is right...
All right, Croker, let's hear it.
Well, I'll bet you all that he in China, Smith gummed up his job. I'll bet you he didn't take the Manchu. No, I'll bet the captain got wise to Matley and tossed him overboard. That means there's no wireless operator aboard. And that's why we can't raise him.
Yeah, what a cheerful bird you are. Well, even if he did gum it up, that won't bother Harvey Brant. Harvey didn't have much faith in Smith anyhow. He's counting on me to do the job. And Harvey knows that I won't fall down on it.
Oh, you better not. Not if you want to stay healthy.
What's that? The Manchu?
Manchu nothing. That's Brant Station. Hey, keep quiet while I get it.
Yeah. What is it, Limpy? What'd he say?
Quiet. That's what we've been waiting for.
You mean we're to get the fleet ready?
That's it.
Ah, good. And when we strike this time, it means the end of Jungle Jim.
What is this mysterious fleet Smithers spoke about? Will it do its job and sink the Manchu? And if they do strike, will Jungle Jim and Kolu be aboard the small sloop? Don't miss the answer in next week's episode of The Thrilling Adventures of Jungle Jim. There'll be thrills aplenty on the high seas when the ghost of the Java Seas strikes again. The Adventures of Jungle Jim are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the big comic supplement distributed each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The world's greatest array of humor and adventure, together with all the famous characters who live in the world of full-color action pictures, are to be found in the Comic Weekly. Follow the humorous adventures of Jiggs and Maggie, of Barney Google, the Little King, Toots and Casper, as well as the thrilling adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. They're all waiting for you in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly with your Hearst newspaper. And remember, next week, same time, same station, for further thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim.